The classic rock band Bon Jovi is back in Northeast Ohio this week. They'll be at Quicken Loans Arena this weekend. The gig is also giving a smaller local band a chance to reach a bigger audience. In this week's Shuffle, I'm joined by Akron Beacon Journal pop music writer Malcolm Abram. Malcolm, John Bon Jovi and his band have brought their rock anthems to Cleveland many times over their long career.
Last of a dying breed, man. Professional, hardworking rock stars. Head down, on the road. Do the job every night. Give the people what they want. You know, none of that crazy, and this is our mature, creative album. No.
You get what you expect.
You get what you expect. Do you want a hook, a chorus that we can all sing that doesn't require singing talent? I gotcha.
There is a Northeast Ohio connection to this weekend's Bon Jovi concert in Cleveland, in that it's a band from Alliance in Starr County. They're going to be opening for them.
Indeed. The Ohio Weather Band. The perfectly named Ohio Weather Band.
Yeah.
It's going to get up there and in front of 15,000 faces and hopefully rock them all.
They entered a contest and won.
Yeah. Bon Jovi has done this for a couple of tours. They have every tour stop. They say, hey, local bands, cheap labor. submit a video of you doing your thing, and then Live Nation goes through the thousands and when it's down to about 10, and then the band watches them. And I can see what about the Ohio Weather Band would appeal to Bon Jovi and his ilk, because it's rootsy, it's melodic. The song they submitted,
it's called Feathers and Tar.
Feathers and Tar. You know, the video from Musica is great, because, you know, it's a sing-along, it's anthemic, it's groovy, it's got its guitar solo.
But I got feathers and tar on my sorry heart.
Boom. So, yeah, I think the crowd's going to like them. I think the crowd's going to be good.
So there are three piece from Alliance. What, they're all, I think, in their 20s, three guys.
Yeah.
What does it mean to get a slot to open for Bon Jovi at a place like The Q? Does this launch your career, or is it just a moment in the spotlight?
Probably a little bit from column A, a little bit from column B. It's definitely a moment in the spotlight.
Uh-huh.
I think we can all assume that this will be the largest audience for which they've played.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a safe bet.
I think so.
And, it should get you some bumps on your social media, and maybe you get a few more gigs in Cleveland, maybe. But, yeah, it's not like record companies are going to beat down your door the next day because you had a half-hour set in front of Bon Jovi. But you want to play. You want to play for as many people as possible as often as you can stand it.
Okay, so it's kind of a cool opportunity for a local band
it's
to get
that. It's absolutely
a
cool opportunity.
And you said that there was a local band that did this a few years ago, right?
Yeah. I think they were still Jaded Air at the time. But the Strange Familiar, husband-wife team, pop rockers. And, they went out there and they rocked them all and got a nice little bump. But you still gotta get out there and put in the work.
Okay.
As I'm sure John Bon Jovi himself would tell you.
Okay. I think it's kind of cool to see a local band open
yeah.
to the queue like that and get
cool.
on that stage that they normally wouldn't.
That's
I mean,
cool.
They probably would never get that opportunity. Now, Bon Jovi is a band that's been around how many years now?
What was it, 82, 83?
30-year career?
Yeah.
They've not been entered into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
They have not.
Why?
Because they're not cool.
How do you mean?
They're not, don't tell anybody, but the Rock Hall's kind of full of crap. When it comes to this sort of thing.
Really?
Black Sabbath, who foundation of a genre that Rock Hall doesn't like, they just got in. Like a couple years ago. The Stooges got in within the last 6-7 years. Again, another foundation band of a genre that the Rock Hall doesn't really like that much. Bon Jovi, he tends to get lumped in to kind of the arena pop hair thing that was wildly popular, but not taken very seriously by the artsy fartsy critical types.
Okay, but you do think eventually they will get in.
Oh yeah, they'll get in. They have to get in. Yes, they will get in.
All right. Malcolm Abram, thanks so much for joining me.
Sure.
You can read Malcolm Abram's pop music column Thursdays in the Beacon Journal. Shuffle looks at Northeast Ohio's music scene Thursday mornings on WKSU.